Welcome to the English Teacher John Show.
Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Good afternoon to all of you. We have a rainy day today in Matsumoto, and I think it's great. Why? Today is Saturday, and I have a lot of work to do. It's easier to work on a weekend day if the weather's not so good. If today was a very nice day, I would feel like going bicycling or playing tennis or going out to my school's festival. So today is a work day, and if tomorrow's a nice day, my wife and I will ride our bikes to our school festival. I want to say thanks to all of you who sent email. I've received them, and I'm very sorry that I haven't responded to many of you. It's been a busy couple of weeks. On our website's My English blog, I recently wrote a little about my experience at the recent English Teachers Conference here in Japan. At the conference, I went to workshops connected to educational technology. The topics were things like using MP3 players in the classroom, using video and movies, the online learning package called Moodle, and the use of wikis and blogs. Does it sound interesting? For me, it's very interesting. You can read my blog post and you can make a comment by going to EnglishTeacherJohn.com and clicking on My English Blog. I always like to get your opinions and comments. You can also start a new topic. Yes, you can write about anything on English Teacher John's My English blog. Let's make an extra effort today to sound natural when we speak English. I'm talking about intonation, the highs and lows, and the life and feeling in your voice. I'm talking about intonation. I'm talking about intonation. I really like my new bicycle. I really like my new bicycle. I looked for 3 hours, but I couldn't find it. I looked for 3 hours, but I couldn't find it. That party was really wonderful. Ah, that party was really wonderful. No, I've never seen that movie. No, I've never seen that movie. Intonation is the tone and feeling in your voice. Try to put a little more feeling and life into your English speaking. Now, you don't have to pretend to be a Hollywood or Bollywood actress or actor. But you can put a little more spice into your voice. Okay, a little practice for all of us.
Oh, no.
You really, really have to repeat these. Say them out loud. Say them with extra life and feeling today. Let's go. I'm going to visit my best friend today. I'm really excited about it. Boy, that was a really tough examination today. Yes, I did go to the meeting, but I don't remember what she said. It's just a great place. I go there all the time. I'd love to join you guys at the gym tomorrow. How about if we meet at that nice little cafe at 3 o'clock? Okay, keep practicing those. Good job.
You are listening to the English Teacher John Show, a podcast from EnglishTeacherJohn.com.
In the next lesson segment, we'll learn about describing things in a little more natural sounding way. You can use adverbs to add a little color and description to your English. We're talking about words like pretty, really, very, fairly, quite, so, to. These words are called adverbs. Do you want to make your spoken English a little more natural sounding, a little more fluent? Let's try to use a few adverbs. Really, fairly, pretty, very, too. Not really, not so, not very. She's really nice. It's pretty hard, but you can definitely do it. It's not so hard. The weather's really cold in November. I can't go tonight. That restaurant's too expensive. In British English, you can hear the adverb quite. Quite big, quite hot, quite nice. In North American English, this use of quite is not very common. Americans or Canadians would probably use fairly big, pretty hot, really nice. Hey, It's practice time.
Oh, no.
Please repeat, repeat, repeat these sentences. That guy I met yesterday is really nice. That guy I met yesterday is really nice. It's pretty difficult, but you can do it. It's pretty difficult, but you can do it. The examination wasn't so hard. The examination wasn't so hard. The forest is really beautiful in autumn. The forest is really beautiful in autumn. This coffee tastes pretty bad. This coffee tastes pretty bad. She's not so friendly, but she's very helpful. She's not so friendly, but she's very helpful. He's a pretty good soccer player. He's a pretty good soccer player. I can't go tonight. That restaurant's too expensive. I can't go tonight. That restaurant's too expensive. They're too tired. They can't continue. They're too tired. They can't continue. I live pretty close to the department store. I live pretty close to the department store. She's fairly knowledgeable about music. She's fairly knowledgeable about music. Hey everyone, good job today. Let's try to make our English a little more colorful and lively. Put some life into it. Keep practicing. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little. Laugh a little. Tell your friends. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.